Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll. Such a little fucking bitch! I love it! DJ New Style Show, you dick knob.
Make a sound and I'll make you feel right. Right at home. Right at home.
Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say.
No, you got no way to be pain, but how come it's so easy to you?
That's a little fucking bitch!
New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and dish you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo has been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome one and all to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. Well, sometimes that's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Rammstein! Fuck you! Yes. Oh, that's right. I forgot I had a co-host tonight. With me, as always, your friend and mine, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, welcome everybody to the DJ New Style Show, the fabulous show that never ends and never fails to excite and entertain.
Is your power working tonight?
Are you hearing me?
Can you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So then, yes, my power is working tonight because I'm
Could you make up your fucking mind? Are we doing the show tonight or Monday?
I'm pretty sure by the fact that we just did a fucking 5-minute intro, I screamed my fucking head off, play-acted the intro for the cams on Heroes Talk as I usually do.
Welcome to Hour 5 of the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
What the fuck? It's a marathon tonight, bitches.
Yes.
For those that don't know, this show is recorded Thursday night, Mischief Night, right after Best in Show. We teased that there might be a secret show. Then we teased that there wouldn't be a secret show. And then we kind of were forced into it after they decided to do a second encore outro type thing with Rent. Songs from Rent. So I decided to save everybody listening and subject them to something only a little bit better than songs about getting AIDS. Only a little bit better. I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit better. Step up. But really, we're comparing, like, if somebody gave you a penny or they gave you a nickel, you'd take the nickel, but really, what's it going to do for you? We are your internet radio nickel tonight. Germ Freak, how are you? Are you okay? You seem a little frustrated.
I'm a little frustrated because, first it's yes, then it's no. Then
because you don't understand? Is that what it is? I mean,
no,
are you confused?
You know, I mean, you fucked up Tuesday, and now I got to be the one to suffer.
Oh, I fucked up Tuesday. I fucked up on Tuesday.
Did you hear me right? I said you fucked up.
Explain to me just how in the fuck I fucked up.
Well, listen. I mean, you could have bought a generator of some sort and fixed your power. Or broadcast your car.
First of all, there isn't an iron lung or someone on fucking dialysis that I need a permanent fucking installed, ready-to-kick-on generator. Granted, we do have a generator. We have a gas power generator, but we were only able to plug it to run a fucking network of orange wires throughout our house just to get light. We didn't have heat. We didn't have power. We had a goddamn generator that was good for 5 hours.
So instead of you doing the DJ New Style show, it was me, you, your mother, and your father having a conversation.
Yeah. It was beautiful, wasn't it? That was actually a good time.
Bad.
It was a good time. Bad. It's better than this is going to be. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
My mom should host this fucking show. This should be the DJ New Style Mom's
show. Your mother's a lovely lady.
She sure is. Now you say one ill word, I'll come down there, I'll kill you.
I apologize.
I'm just fucking with you, really. She can take care of herself. She's good. Just like your mom. I mean, the thing is, you were all nervous to have me have a conversation with your mom the one time that I met her. I put you on speakerphone. She doesn't even want to talk to you. I force her to have a conversation with you. That's the difference between you and me, Frank. Yeah, this Tuesday, there was a bit of a problem. I had a power outage. It started at 2 in the afternoon in my town, apparently. And I had said that I would delay the start of the show or postpone it. And I ended up having to postpone it because the power kicked back on a very brief 12 hours later. 2 a.m., we get electricity back.
Now, you were sleeping by that time, is that correct?
Yeah, I was sleeping. I was wrapped in at least 4 blankets. One of them a down comforter, another one a regular comforter, and like some fleecy.
Were you all
blankets.
Cozy?
I was almost dead. I felt like you know when people try to live in their car and then they find them all frozen up on the back seat.
Do you ever use the term cozy? What is cozy anyway?
I don't. You know where does cozy come from?
I don't know.
You know where it comes from? It's the word that you think of once you have your cock in a man's ass. That's exactly where cozy comes from. Jesus.
Right.
That's the first thing you think. Oh, it's nice and cozy in here, isn't it, Preston? Why, yes, Tad, it is. It was just so frustrating. It was the first snowfall of the year. As I called it, the blizzard of 2008. The blizzard of 2008. It canceled the World Series. It postponed it, moved it up a day. I got to watch that last night. I'm assuming you didn't because you have a sports
vagina.
I didn't
know until you told me last night that there was even a World Series on.
So you've never heard of the Fall Classic, The fact that Reggie Jackson was called Mr. October.
I do know what that is, but I was not aware that it was on tonight. I didn't even know the playoffs were over with.
You're right in thinking that it's not on tonight because it was actually on Wednesday.
You know what I mean. Don't be a smartass in front of everybody showing off.
I'm not showing off, you fucking son of a bitch. I watched it. They resumed the game, Frank. Now, you might not know this, but on Tuesday or whenever it was, whenever, I don't even know at this point. Dates, they're out of my fucking head. Three innings. They started at inning six. It was a three-inning game. It was the greatest thing I've ever watched in my life. The greatest thing. And I've seen, I don't even know how many pornos. This was, I would jack off to the prospect of a full season of three-inning baseball games. That is an incredible thing. And you have no interest in sports.
I have no interest.
Like
it's, I, you know what? I have no, you know, bore. I'd rather watch somebody fucking do needlepoint.
You really can honestly say that? That you would rather watch somebody stitch?
I had no idea who was playing in it. I had no idea it was on. And I have no idea about anything. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and watch multimillionaires hit a fucking ball around.
What is something that you are aware of? Like, give me any current event. Give me something.
Well, I know that we have an election coming
up.
Well, I don't want to talk politics, though.
We certainly do have an election coming up. I don't want to talk politics either. Let me just explain something.
Yes.
We don't talk politics on this show because there are so many outlets for fucking insight that for people to rip off and use in bars to make themselves sound intelligent and aware of the situation. So that's why we don't do this. We don't need to talk this stuff. You're going to vote how you're going to vote. Or you're going to do like me. You're going to walk in there backwards and sit on the fucking buttons and then just hope it all worked out the way you wanted it to. Because I'm in New Jersey, Frank. We're in a Democratic state. You could vote for the goddamn I Want Pancakes Party guy that Barb sent me a link to.
You didn't want to talk about politics, but you're doing a good job of it.
Well, Frank, you started the ball. You know, I didn't start the fire, Frank. It's been burning since the world's been turning, or so I've been told. But yeah, you're somebody that prides themselves on their knowledge of presidential trivia. You've said this over and over again. Presidential trivia was one of your true passions, and we have an election of fucking just incredible magnitude and historical note, and you know nothing of it.
Unfortunately, my knowledge of presidential trivia ended in 1989, so once 1990 hit, I'm in the dark.
So now, this 89 comes up again. 1989 comes up. When you were on Ron and Fez, you talked about the situation that happened in 99. Is that the...
89,
sorry. I'm sure there's something also bad that happened in 99, but... 89 was when you shut off. That was when you became the germ freak. You were no longer Frank, smiling Frank, as they called you. You became the downtrodden germ freak.
That's when I went through my metamorphosis and evolved into what I am today.
You went through your changes.
You did that.
You became that guy in 1989.
Yes.
Now, whenever you reference anything, if it's after 89, you have no knowledge
knowledge whatsoever of anything that happened after 1989. I'm totally in the dark. I'm not kidding about this. I know nothing. I'm like my brain stopped in 1989.
Grunge.
What's that?
You've no idea what grunge. You think it's just dirt on somebody's clothes after they've worn them without washing for too long.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's this whole genre of music that came and went.
Yeah, like, I know about it. Spandex, hairspray, I know about it.
No, you don't. You only know things up until 89, and it's a shame. I mean, you actually have a passion for presidential trivia, and we have an election where the woman is a vice president, and there's a black guy running, and then there's this guy who can't really lift his arms up and look, you know, presidential. And it's here now. It's happening. It's very, very... historical, and you're not going to even fucking partake in it. You're not going to take any of it with you. You're going to stick to to capping it off with George H.W. Bush. That's it. That's the last president. That's the last one you're aware of.
I guess 89, so it was more like Clinton, but whatever, you know, yeah.
What are you talking about, Clinton? Clinton was 92.
Oh, I apologize. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you don't even know the years.
Oh, yeah, proof. I know. You call him George W. It's George Herbert Walker Bush.
I said George H.W. Bush, you fucking loon.
You didn't know what the H stood for.
Herbert Walker Bush.
I just said it, you ass.
Well, you didn't give me a fucking opportunity. You can't say, you didn't know that it stood for this, did you? And then fucking say it, and then not give me an opportunity. You're trying to make me look like an asshole. And it's not going to work, Frank. It's not going to work.
Why don't you do a good job on your own.
Yeah, I do. You know why? Because I've associated with you too fucking long.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. I'm pissed, Frank. I'm pissed. I wanted to do this on Tuesday. You have no idea. Driving home from work, I have just a fire inside me to do the fucking show. Like, I've never felt more ready to do a show than fucking Tuesday. And I'm passing traffic light after traffic light. I'm like, wow, that's weird. This light's off. That's pretty crazy. Pass a building, you know, their lights are on. I'm like, oh, everything's got it and has to be good. I get home. I walk up to my house. It's completely black except for like four candles that are on a table. And my dad just sitting in the darkness staring out. I go, Dad, what's wrong? He's like, I'm just sitting here in my misery. I've been here for 3 hours.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And there's been no power.
You know what? When your lights go out and the power goes off, it's a very weird, comforting feeling in the house. It brings the family closer together.
That's
whenever
true.
The power goes out, you all come together. You all come into the same room. You all talk. I think the power should go out at least once a week because it brings the family together, and it's a lovely thing.
Yeah, you know what they say when the light goes out, you know? This is what you think of. Just put this on a battery powered Walkman. Oh God! I was looking for anything that tried to deal with power outages, and this is the only thing I could find. I was gonna use it as an intro, but I didn't want to completely change podcast demographics and have people be disappointed. When they found out it wasn't 2 hours on the thread count. So, yeah, you sit around, you talk about ghost stories, you light a fucking candle, you talk about all the things that happen and blah, 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 blah. And then you hit a point where it's like, won't the lights just fucking come on already? I'm fucking sick of it. I want to be isolated in my fucking just solace. Having radiation poured at me from a fucking computer screen. I want to watch TV. I want to do anything. Frank, when was the last time you've been in a power outage?
Well, we had a power outage at my house, but it was during the daytime, so you really didn't notice it, you know, a couple months ago. But, you know, I can remember, you know, still living at home with my parents. It was just, it was a comforting, it was just a comforting experience. It was just a very nice, nice time.
It just makes you realize how worthless we would be if the power grid goes away. I mean, how long you think you could make it? How long could you actually make it with no power?
I don't know.
What would you do if you were without power for a week?
Well, what do I need power for?
Your entire job, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Your entire job.
You know what I was thinking?
It's
I don't
not
have
like
to
you're a logger. You I don't can't have to just chop a tree down and have a work day done.
I was thinking, I said to myself, I don't have to blow dry my hair, so I don't need it for that.
No.
And I said to myself, what do I need? All I need it for is my computer equipment. That's it. I don't need a power for anything else.
That's true. But unfortunately, you need the computer equipment for everything else. For your entertainment, you socialize on there a little bit. You do some things. I mean, for example, right now, socializing on the internet, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb.
Barb, what's going on?
I'm confused. Is this Tuesday or Thursday
Sunday? We already have one of those shows on Heroes Talk. This is actually Tuesday on Thursday, kind of Friday. We're probably going to dip into Friday. So just pretend this is Tuesday. You're hearing me and Frank. Just think Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Yes. And on Sunday, check out Thursday. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Frank, you got that? You understand?
Yes.
Yes, of course. What do you do though? I mean, without any electricity, I mean, what do you do, Frank, when the lights go out? Oh my God, this is the worst. This is the worst. I mean, it's nice. An hour or so, you actually get to talk to people and your family. After that, you're like, I just want to fucking swing a fake golf club on my Wii. That's all I really want to do. I want to play fake tennis with nobody, just myself. It gets to that point. I mean, you as a person who sits in their basement for the better part of the day, you work there and you enjoy yourself there. You hang out there. That's your little den. That's where you live most of your day. If the power went out, you couldn't stay down there.
I couldn't. No. Well, I could, but I couldn't do anything.
You just sit there in the dark staring at nothing.
I would just sit there staring at the spiders in the corner.
You wouldn't see them. Whenever we talk about the power outage, you always think at night. Because as you said before, the last one you had was during the day. Doesn't fucking count. Doesn't count. You're not inconvenienced, really. You could go out and go somewhere else where there is power. When it's at night, everything's closed. You can't see. You got to walk around like a fucking burglar in your own house, just holding a candle like it's fucking. And I get disgusted carrying a candle on a fucking plate, like I'm sneaking down the stairs to go grab a snack and some fucking Dickens novel. It's fucking garbage. And I think about how all these people died when they were like 30. They were 31, and I lived a good life. That's because they never had electricity. That's exactly why. Electricity is what we need, Frank. We would be done. You would be done. You wouldn't be able to live. I guarantee you. You're over with.
I suppose.
Yeah,
I
don't, you absolutely would. Because you know why? You wouldn't be able to go to your favorite restaurants and get your favorite foods. Now, I understand that there's a food that you've become enamored with as of late.
There is.
And what would that be?
It's called ribs.
Is that what it's called? They call it ribs?
They're called ribs. There's different types of ribs. There's spare ribs.
What are they made from?
Pig ribs.
So
rib cage.
They break open a rib cage.
Let me tell you the story, all right?
Okay. Paint the picture, please.
I ordered some Chinese food a couple weeks ago, and I didn't want an egg roll because the egg rolls just lay on my stomach. I wanted some type of an appetizer, if you would, to wet my whistle. So I saw on the menu they had spare ribs. So I got the spare ribs, delivered them, ate them. Very tasty and delicious. Very flavorful. No fatness at all.
No what? No
fatness.
Fatness?
Yes. I said to myself, wow, I've discovered a new food. I've never had spare ribs before, and I'm enjoying them, and I can't wait to have some more. About 10 minutes from me, there's a wonderful barbecue, or at least I thought it was barbecue place. It's called Famous Dave's Barbecue.
Famous
Action.
Dave's.
Located on Route 1 in beautiful New Brunswick, New Jersey.
You may not want to say exactly where it is.
I apologize. Hello! Anyway, so I went there with my family, and I got a plate of ribs, some ribs. Now, let me educate you people. There's two types of ribs. There's spare ribs, which are longer, less meatier, but leaner. And then there's baby back ribs, which are shorter, fattier, but more meat. There's New Orleans style, and there's Memphis style. Memphis style has no sauce on it.
So no what? I got a, it has no
sauce,
what?
Sauce. So I got a half and half.
How do you spell that word? What is that?
Sauce. You know, barbecue sauce. So
you
gotta talk like that when you're eating the ribs. You gotta say sauce.
You don't. You say sauce. You don't say sauce.
So anyway, got the ribs, half baby back, half spare, delicious, flavorful, bursting with goodness.
Okay.
I couldn't. I left that place wanting more. I couldn't. All I've been doing about is thinking about ribs for the last week. So, I hear that new style is going to be in the area. So I said, listen.
We planned some. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
VA Messenger.
VA Messenger, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, VA?
Jerm, please stop talking about ribs. You're so uneducated about them. It's ridiculous.
Well, excuse me. VA Messenger is two types of ribs, spare and baby back. And there's two types of sauces, New Orleans and Memphis, in case you
didn't
know.
Two types of what?
Memphis is no sauce. New Orleans is with sauce.
Sauce?
Hold on. Excuse me. New Orleans, Memphis. There's also North Carolina, Virginia. Yes, we have lots of ribs and barbecue.
What do you know about ribs?
Oh, man. Here we go.
You think you're from the South or something?
Have you seen me? I'm fat.
A lot of people don't know this, but if I can, Wes, VA Messenger, Wes is originally from Tennessee, but now he lives in Virginia. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, sir. If you call me VJ Messenger one more time, I'm
you called him VJ?
I apologize.
Yes. Yeah, we're apparently talking to Swayze. Whatever the fuck his name is. Oh yeah, it's gonna be popping. We got Paris Hilton calling in tonight.
But I want to ask Wes a couple questions on this, if you don't mind, since he appears to be the authority, or at least he thinks he is. Now you're aware that there's two types of ribs: spare ribs and baby back. Is that correct?
There are more than just two types of ribs. Yes, go ahead.
Excuse me, Caduce Messenger. Can you tell us about all the different types of ribs?
I'm not a total rib expert. I'm not a butcher. I don't know cuts of ribs. Excuse me.
Gideon anyway, Diego Messenger, tell me about the different sauces.
I apologize. I'm not a butcher.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Thank you very much for calling the show. But, you know,
thank you.
You are right. He knows nothing about ribs. I appreciate the call there, buddy.
So he's a Southern boy.
I like ribs. I don't claim to be an expert as you do. You've had one plate of ribs at a goddamn Chinese place, and then you've sampled some from Famous Dave's. By the way, anytime someone calls themselves famous or number one in the title of their fucking restaurant, they are awful. Prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong. Terrible. Famous Amos, I'm looking right at you. Your cookies suck. So we decided, let's get ribs. I need to see... Because I was with you when you ate the Chipotle burrito for the first time. I need to see what you do to a fucking actual animal part where you're actually gnawing on a piece of an animal. I need to see how this goes. So we went to Famous Dave's. How were the ribs? You said they were marvelous. Did you enjoy them this time?
They were vile, vile pieces of nothingness. Mm. They were full of fatness.
Full of what?
Grizzle. Fatness, grizzle. They were there was chunks of things I can't even describe. And let me tell you when you know a good rib or not. A good rib will fall off the bone by itself.
Hold on.
Let me tell you a little bit about ribs.
No. Let me tell you something. Because
meat will fall off the rib by its bone by itself.
Frank,
I don't know if you're aware of that, New Style.
Literally, as I got my slab of ribs. And I looked up, your entire ribs were all chewed on. Within 10 seconds, you have gone from bone to bone. 12 bones, 12 ribs. You have chewed and gnawed on all of them before I got through fucking three. And I said, these are shitty ribs. You know why? Why are they bad? Why are they bad? They're full of fatness. They're full of fatness. You just kept saying fatness over and over. Like that was the measure of a good rib. I said the meat doesn't fall off the bone. And apparently you stored that little fucking acorn over the winter and it sprouted into a fucking little sprig of a tree that you decided to unleash on the show. So thanks, I'm already aware that the meat has to fall off the bone for it to be big.
Well, tell me what you thought of the ribs.
They were awful, as I said they would be. Famous Dave's is garbage ribs. It's just garbage. You need to go to a good place, you get a nice dry rub. I would suggest...
Don't you think it's a little forward?
Excuse me?
I mean, don't you think it's a little forward, dry rubbing? Maybe you should do that with your girlfriend.
Is this your attempt at some kind of like sexual innuendo with another
I'm
dude?
Trying.
With another dude, Frank?
You brought it up, dry rub. I mean, what the hell's that?
No. I start talking about delicious food, and then what you do is you try to turn it into some kind of a gay fucking sex...
I apologize.
...fucking phone sex line. Hey, Frank, I got something for you. Right here. You ready?
Yes.
Is it gay to to talk about dry rubbing to another dude. Yes, it is. So as we're walking out of Famous Dave's, you're having like a bit of a reaction. Your stomach is churning and all that. I don't know how well this is going to play audio-wise, but you can go to frankenbarb.com and click on Germ Freak Eats Ribs or Frank Eats Ribs, whatever it was called on that site. And this is what happened here. So here's Frank.
Oh, I just got... fucking ribs were disgusting and fatty.
Where were we?
Famous Dave's barbecue, the ribs were so foul.
Let me take a look at the sign.
They were full of fatness. They were...
just coughing and hacking. So wait, now what did you order?
I ordered a slab of ribs, and they were full of fat, and I'm totally nauseous right now. My stomach is killing me.
So you're going to your car now?
Yeah.
You don't feel too good, right?
I don't feel good. If I see anything that's going to resemble...
I have ribs right here. Take a look. I have ribs right
here.
Yes, I... You don't want to even see ribs.
Oh, my God!
So, wait, right here, after I just put my leftover ribs in your face, what do you see immediately next to your car?
Vomit.
Just two huge piles of chewed and partially digested food.
For real?
Absolutely real. I thought it was maybe someone spilled leftovers. It was two piles of fucking vomit. So, and not only that, there were three cars in the entire parking lot. They had to do it next to yours. Oh, God, that was a great day. Seeing that those piles of puke next to your car and you bugging out and all that, it was the greatest thing in the world. So basically what happens is you try to force yourself to puke, you know... I don't know why you would do that. I mean, why do you always go for the shock?
I want to get it out of my system, because if it stays in my system, then it'll make me even worse. So I want to get the fluid, the venom out of me.
Step.
You can't make me.
Take a step. I'm trying to get you to walk near the vomit. You're a pussy.
I'm gonna make myself throw up.
Do it. Make yourself puke. Add a third pile. There's. Pile one and two.
No, it won't come out. Oh, I don't feel good. My breath won't come out.
I'm not feeling good. I don't feel good.
Are you okay? Do you need something for you? You want something? Here's the whole thing of ribs.
I don't want the ribs.
You
get
sure?
Get away!
You gonna puke? Gotta get the ribs out.
You
hey, I know a way to get rid of the ribs.
What?
You can eat more ribs.
Get away!
Eat more
ribs. Dave, those ribs are disgusting, man.
Now, why would you talk to Dave when the restaurant is just called Famous Dave's and it's a chain?
Dave is a real person, and I was just wanting him to hear what I had to say. I was disappointed in Dave, very disappointed.
He wasn't there though.
Well,
yeah, you were disappointed in the product he put out. Who are you talking? You're talking to a fucking sign. Eat the ribs.
Get those out of my face.
Look over here. You're sitting
I'll
in.
I'll fucking step on those ribs.
Do it. I don't think you can. You can't do it.
I'll step on those ribs.
Do it. Right.
This is what I think of your ribs, Famous Dave. This is what I think about it. They suck.
Again addressing Famous Dave. Spitting on the stepped on ribs.
They suck.
Really, by the way, really nice of you to do that to my plate of ribs that I was taking home. I really want to thank you for that.
No problem.
I mean, I didn't think mine were full of fatness. But I basically, you took the ribs out of my hand, put them on the ground, and fucking stomped on them.
The video can tell that you actually are the one who placed them there and opened up the...
Well, I'd have to see it first to be the judge of that. Go to frankabarb.com. You can check that out. It's a good thing. All right, well, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as Hey, you're listening to Building Blocks. I'm your host, Fred from Brooklyn, and I renovate fireplaces and chimneys. Tonight's show is special because I'm not going to be doing my usual thing where I answer all your chimney or fireplace questions. Tonight, I want to introduce something fun. Now, I got something huge planned for tonight, so I want you all to still call in. Now, how huge is this thing I got here? Well, let me tell you guys. You remember how you thought my read the paper directly into the microphone bit was big? Well, tonight's bit is going to be even bigger than that one. So call in. We've got prizes. We got actually tons of prizes, literally, on pallets in the back here. So we got a lot of shit here ready to go. Oh, look at this. We got someone calling in right now. You're on Building Blocks. Pick a number.
Hey, Fred. I'm a big fan. I really like when you're noticeably reading and pause for a while whenever you see a period.
Yeah. Pick a fucking number, all right? Jesus.
Oh, I don't know. 3?
And wrong. That's the wrong answer. The number I was thinking of was cunt. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks. Why don't you pick a number?
Fred?
Yeah, it's me. Just pick a fucking number already. Jesus.
But you already said the number was
cunt. Yeah, well, I'm thinking of a new one now, so guess.
27?
Nope, wrong. Sorry. The answer is still cunt. Looks like I fooled you. Next caller, you're on Building Blocks with Fred from Brooklyn. Who's this?
Hey, Fred, it's Steve from Jersey City.
Incorrect. The correct answer is cunt from Cunt Town. You are cunt and you live in Cunt Town. Looks like I get to keep all my prizes, and I guess it's a good thing because in hindsight, it really would be a bitch to go down to the post office and have to pay postage for all these cinder blocks that I've drawn my logo on with Sharpie markers. Jesus. Well, that's all the time for Building Blocks. I'm Fred, and I'm from Brooklyn.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Secret Show. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Right. It's a good thing. So, are you going to have ribs anytime soon, Frank?
I would like to go to a better place. Maybe a Chinese food restaurant or Mei Ling's or something like that.
You don't go to China. Frank, come on. You don't go to a Chinese food buffet for ribs. Granted, I know they serve them. They also serve ice cream and fucking chicken wings. It doesn't mean that they're the best. The Jell-O at a Chinese restaurant, you think that's the best? They're the little pre-cut dry Jell-O cubes? They're practically goddamn gummy bears with no shape. It's awful. I mean, your wife cooks for you. Your wife cooks incredible meals for you every single day. Perfect meals. But
she's good to me.
But you still have to go out and venture for these ribs. Every time out, the meal's delicious.
I like things now that I never liked in my life. I'm 38 years old, and there's things that I eat now that I never used to eat, and I'm experiencing new delectable flavors and textures. And to discover ribs at the age of 38 is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I hope to have more experiences such as that.
Well, it's true. You're chipping away at that 1989 barrier that you have. You've just discovered coffee a couple years ago. I mean,
I discovered coffee probably about a year and a half ago. I also discovered Mexican food and spicy stuff.
So every time out, your wife makes a delicious meal, I bet.
I'm getting stuff for audio here.
Excuse me?
Is the audio out?
No.
Is audio out in the room?
No, the audio is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm just saying I'm discovering new foods now that I never had before. I discovered Mexican food, coffee, and things of that nature within the last year.
Now, and what I said before you repeated yourself was your wife must make a delicious meal.
She makes delicious meals. The other night wasn't too good.
What'd she make?
Well, she made me some type of chicken with like a pasta primavera with chicken. But the chicken was like fucking rubber, and I couldn't eat it, and then I ended up just spitting the chicken in the dog's faces.
What?
Well, listen.
Excuse me?
I was so angry at what she served me. I was not going to give her the satisfaction of consuming it. So in order to show my rage, I just took the meat and I spit it in my dog's faces.
You chewed a little bit of it and spit it into the dog's
Yes, face. And they'll eat it. They'll eat anything. You could take food and rub it on your dick and they'll still eat it.
Well, of course, they'd probably eat your dick if you could detach it. I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of a hard time believing that you chew just because your wife cooks one bad meal, you chew it up and say, "Hold on," right into your dog's face.
Well, yeah, I was unhappy. It was tough chicken. It was like rubber. I'm over here suffering. Now, I said to myself, how can I let her know that I'm pissed off about this? So I just spit it in the dog's faces, and they ate it.
So they love it.
I gave them a treat.
They loved it.
And like I said, you could wipe snot on your food and give it to your dogs, and they'll eat it.
Would you ever do a snot rocket right onto your dog's face?
I've never done that, but I have...
considered it.
No, I've never done that. No, that's rude. But I have taken.
That's rude. Like, but fucking chewing up food in front of them and then spitting it into their eyes.
I have taken. Now tell me if you've ever done this to your cat Ginger, that you named. Taken a water gun and just shot your cat or in the face? I do that with my dogs. I take a water gun and I just shoot them, and they don't know where it's coming from.
I don't really enjoy that cat. That's my mom's cat. I don't feel the need to spit food into its face or shoot it with a water gun.
I have two, three budgies, aka also known as parakeets, and I'll take my water gun and I have a super soaker, and I'll just shoot the fucking birds until they fall off their perch.
What? Killed birds with a water gun?
I've never killed them. I just shoot them with the water until they fall off their perch because they stink.
So you're cruel to animals. How long have you... When was the first time you spit the food into the dog's face?
When I first got the dog, I don't know, maybe...
first thing to show him who's boss? Yeah, take some chili, you fuck!
But, you know, I'm good to those. Those dogs are good. And there'll be times where I'll put the food in my mouth and let them grab the food from my mouth. So I'm good to these dogs.
Oh, now that's right. A lot of people don't know. In addition to your two dogs, one of which has a permanent erection, your two little white Maltese dogs... You have another couple pets, right?
I have three parakeets.
Why?
Well, my wife wanted... first of all, I didn't want him at all, but my wife wanted a bird, okay? I said, listen, if you get a bird, I'm going to have to get more than one because I cannot have I can never have an animal by itself. For example, my wife wanted a dog, okay? I didn't want a dog. She wanted a dog. So that means we had to get two dogs because I want the animal to have one of its own to keep it company. Because when a dog does not have one of its own and is just around humans all day, it feels lonely and out of place. But if it has somebody of its same class, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species, then it will feel more at home.
But the thing is, you didn't want a goddamn dog to begin with.
And I didn't want a dog to begin with.
And then you ended up with two because of your stupid rule.
Because I was sucked into it.
So what did you give a shit if you had a happy dog or a lonely dog if you didn't want a fucking dog?
Because I want the dog to be happy once it's here. I didn't want the dog in the first place, but you should – whenever somebody gets an animal out – people, listen to me. If you get an animal, never get one of that animal. Always get two so they keep each other company. Because imagine just living in a world of just animals and no other humans. It's not a nice experience, believe me.
It would be a tasty experience. Think about how easy it would be to eat if there's nothing but animals and it's just me. I'll kill one of them, take a claw, now I have a weapon. What now? I'm unstoppable in a world of animals. Now, Frank, I don't understand what... You have something against dogs. You don't like dogs, do you?
I love dogs.
No, you don't. You don't. Because the last show we did, you went on and on and on and on about other people's dogs. Other people's goddamn dogs. Taking them here and there. You hate dogs. I'm convinced.
I love dogs. I love them. I love my dogs. I love my little doggies. Sophia. I kiss my dogs in the fucking mouth.
You love your little what?
I kiss them on the mouth.
You said you love your little doggies?
My doggies. Why?
You're not alone, Frank. A lot of people hate dogs. According to this here, a little story that we have here. Suffield man charged with dragging dog from truck. Now, you may remember this entire plot line from Vacation with Chevy Chase. But this guy was drunk and pretended that he forgot the dog was tied to his car. For about 10 minutes, the dog was dead. Have you ever, ever found yourself in a situation where you had to tie a dog to a car? How is this actually happening? Who would tie a dog to a fucking car?
I won't even let my dogs go out. Listen, if I walk my – on the rare occasion where I walk my dogs, I purchase little doggy booties for them to keep their feet warm.
That's gay. No, that's gay.
You're whatever.
Buying clothes for dogs is gay.
I have a nice sweater, a nice cardigan material sweater I bought for the dogs, and I have little booties because I don't want their feet to get injured.
Don't try to sugarcoat your fucking mania with these dogs. The reason you put shoes on them is so they don't track shit into your house.
That is true.
Yeah, you could give a fuck less if the shoes damage their feet, you'd still put it on there because you're afraid. So don't act like you're the ambassador of goodwill for fucking canines when you're really just don't want feces and the potential microbes going all over your rug. It's not
fine.
Nice. A lot of people don't like dogs, Frank. You're not alone. You're not alone.
But I do like dogs.
No,
don't
you
like
hate
cats,
them.
Though.
You fucking hate them. Whatever. I have a story here. There's a dog killed on a Portland bus. Portland. Interesting. Apparently, the victim, the dog that was killed, is a 7-pound Pomeranian named Buddy. Ironically enough. The dog that killed it, a fucking Rottweiler. Now, they claim that this Pomeranian was a service dog, so it was allowed on the bus. However, whatever savage that owned the fucking Rottweiler mix didn't have any such certification, and that dog shouldn't have been on there. That guy was looking for fucking trouble with this dog. That he saw the little fucking Pomeranian thing, sicked the goddamn thing after it, says, why are you bringing it on the bus? Fucking allowed the dog to eat it. That's what I'm saying. That's not an accident. That's not your dog gets away from you and eats something.
Well,
that's a willful act.
It's wrong. I mean, I know somebody, and he had a neighbor who threatened to put poison on his lawn because his dog was coming over to his house.
Oh my God.
And I think that's just wrong.
Were you the guy that was putting poison?
No. But this guy has a dog. The dog's name is Pronto, I believe. And his neighbor threatened to put poison on a lawn.
That is true. I do remember hearing that.
Yes.
Now, you spit chewed food into the dog's face, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of peeing on the dog?
No, of
never,
course
right?
not. Never.
It would be incredibly out of this world. Well, let's
but the
say,
funny thing is, my dog pees on my barbecue grill.
Well, let's say you were a 36-year-old man with a female roommate that you really wanted to bang. And when you finally broached the issue, she says no, and you needed revenge. What would you do? Piss on her dog? Sure. That's what this guy did. A 36-year-old man in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, got revenge on his roommate that wouldn't fuck him by pissing on her dog. He went down to the basement, dropped trowel, and pissed on the dog's face. Now, Frank, you're one step removed from this fucking lunatic. You're one step. You spit fucking beefaroni.
I would never.
You spit beefaroni into a Maltese's face.
Pissing on your dog is degrading toward the dog.
But why isn't spitting food into its face?
Because he's going to eat the food. Do you realize that my dogs eat their own shit? My dogs eat their own shit. So me spitting in food is a fucking treat for them.
That's simple assault if you did it to a human. Okay? Even if the human eats it, it doesn't make it anything less than a fucking assault.
Let me tell you something. I know this girl, and she has a dog. We'll call the dog Buddy. Now, this dog is full of dingleberries to the point where you can't even see the dog anymore. You call that abuse?
You can't see the dog.
There's so many dingleberries on this dog, you cannot even figure out where it is.
How is that possible? The asshole is a little piece. It's not the entire dog. Dingleberries don't just grow around and encase the life of a dog. They just hang on the ass hairs.
It's just awful. But anyway.
You're awful. God, who is this person with the dingleberry dog?
Some girl, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
some chick.
God.
Well, and it's just when I saw that, I just lost total respect for the whole situation, and I didn't want to make a big deal about it, but it was not a nice thing. Thank you.
Now, are you annoyed by other people's pets?
Sometimes I don't like dogs to be jumping all over me and bothering me if I don't want to be bothered with them. That's a fucking lie because I don't care.
What? You like What's a fucking pet? Lie?
Nothing.
Then don't bring it up. How about that?
Okay. But what about you? You said you have an affinity to your girlfriend's dog. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Laddie Boy.
Laddie Boy.
Laddie, as I call
Laddie
him.
Or now, do you call him Laddie Boy?
I do not call him Laddie Boy. As I said before, now, I don't care if it's an animal or a human. I don't like compound names.
Now, you've been sending me some messages lately that you're looking to get a dog yourself, and you sometimes send me links of photos of dogs that you want. Isn't that correct?
I do. I said, yeah, I'm thinking of getting a dog. You said, well, what kind of dog? So I sent a picture to show you.
Yes. Yes. Now,
it's not like it's not like I'm sending unsolicited pictures of puppies to you. Let's get that fucking straight right now.
Well, you did say how cute he was.
Well, what the fuck? If a dog's cute, I can say a dog is cute.
Nah, but listen, in all honesty, I adore dogs, and you know, my dog's got it made. Well, my dog's sleep in my fucking bedroom, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you're that? Oh. No, put him in a cage.
We used to put him in a cage, but what happened was when we put him in the cage, we would crate him up. For like the first 8 years, 6 years of their life, we crated him up. But then when they would have an accident during the night, there'd be shit all in the cage. And when you wake up to that, it's not a happy feeling. So now if they have to go to the bathroom, they'll just do a little bark or some sort, and I'll let them out.
Yeah, they'll do it under the couch. They'll do it somewhere where you don't find it right away.
No.
Fantastic. Do you know what today is and what tomorrow is? Do you know the date?
Well, today's Halloween.
You're right. It has transitioned now from Thursday night to Friday.
And
it is officially Halloween.
Now, is this the first time the DJ New Style Show has been on for two consecutive days straight?
No. I'll tell you that right now. No.
Okay. I apologize.
No. When you think Halloween, what do you think of?
I think of wrapped candy, bowls. I think of plastic costumes.
Pumpkin picking, carving them, putting them out on the thing. Yeah. Well, that's what we did. Me and Amanda have...
Now, who's Amanda?
Every time. Every fucking time. Amanda's my
girl. But people don't know this. They don't know if it's your mother, if it's your cousin. You know what I'm saying? There's new people listening every day. Preface by saying who it is.
They'll fucking figure it out.
Ass.
They'll figure it out. So me and Amanda, my girlfriend, we went and we got pumpkins. And as we do every year, we have our pumpkin carving marathon session. We did employ our trick to go to Walmart, buy the cheap pumpkins, and go through the whole charade of going to a farm to actually just be there to pick fucking shit and get fruit or whatever. But all the fucking apples were gone because of frost. And,
well, I told you went too late.
Oh, I did. You know, whatever. I'm a busy man. I can't just be going fucking picking apples when they're actually on the trees. I need to do it when they're not there. So we bought like some apple cider donuts or whatever. And that's enough for us. The whole pumpkin picking experience. We don't have to fucking pay $30 for a pumpkin. We don't need to do that. They're expensive at these farms. And all this guy does is drop a seed into the ground. And fucking occasionally rake or whatever. I don't know. Fuck a farmer. So we carved them. We put them out on the doorstep. And I'm just waiting for the first fucking little kid tonight, Halloween night, to kick it in. Just to kick in the fucking pumpkin. Because it's not like the typical triangle eyes one with the little jagged teeth or anything like that. And we use the templates. Now, do you carve pumpkins or anything like that?
Well, that's what I want to ask you. You're 30 years old. Is that correct?
No. If you wanted to round up, sure, but I'm 28.
I stopped carving pumpkins when I was like 7.
You know what else? You stopped.
When are you going to grow up?
Hey, listen. You stopped fucking reading newspapers, following anything, or being a fan of anything new in 1989. So why don't you shut the fuck up and become aware of things? Carving a pumpkin is not a fucking childish act.
All right, there's, I guarantee you,
there's an art to that. There's art to carving pumpkins.
Okay, I guarantee you, there's 30 people in this chat room right now. I guarantee you that none of them have carved a pumpkin within the last 3 years. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Continue with your story.
That is the stupidest bet to make ever. You're saying that nobody in that room has carved a pumpkin in the last 3 years. Do you realize how stupid that is?
Okay, one person. All right, continue with your story. I apologize.
Okay, yeah. Wow, that's a really, really difficult bet to take.
Do you like the feeling of the insides of the pumpkins between your fingers?
It's a great thing. You feel like you're ripping the brains out of it. You feel like you're reaching in there, scraping things out. But we bought the special pumpkin tool set thing, so it had a good scooper built in. You know, are you familiar with that or no?
You could use a spoon, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but I mean, this one doesn't have a long handle, so you can get in. Like, if the pumpkin's not too big, try to get a big spoon in there, anything like that. You know, it's difficult.
Cool.
Difficult. So, what are your kids going as for Halloween?
Luke is a fireman.
What?
A fireman.
Fireman.
Yeah.
Fireman.
Firemen would be plural. He's a fireman.
No.
He's not going as a bunch of different men. He's going as one man.
No, it's pronunciation, you fuck. He's a fireman.
Fireman.
M-A-N. Fireman. Fireman.
If anybody's interested, you can go to Facebook and see a picture of my lovely son in his outfit. My daughter, Lauren, is going...
He's a spaceman! Fuck. It sounds so childish when you say fireman.
Anyway...
He's a policeman! Oh, God. So you on your Facebook page, you have all the pictures up there right now?
Well, no, I just have Luke because I had to take him to his school where they had a party. Anyway, long story short, Lauren, Witch, and Kayla is a dead cheerleader.
How is that a long story? You just have to list three costumes.
But you kept interrupting me.
No, you interrupted yourself.
Are you going into any Halloween parties this year like you did last year?
No, I will not be going to any Halloween parties. What I'm doing is I'm going to be watching 3 or 4 Halloween B-movies or whatever. Just really shitty ones along the lines of like the Werewolf in the Dorm or some shit like that at a movie theater down by Amanda, my girlfriend's house. Is that satisfactory? Do you think I set up the characters now?
Fine. Whatever. I'm just trying
now, to... Let me ask you something. A horror movie. You watch it. Are you ever frightened?
I'm frightened, but what I do is I turn the music off and I just watch it with no audio. And then I'm not frightened anymore. You could put the scariest movie on, take off the music or whatever, and it's fine.
But the music really is just a shock to your system. It doesn't leave you with fright, does it? I mean, like, after you hear that zing sound, are you frightened, like, within 30 seconds? Are you scared after that for a long period of time after hearing that song?
Or that noise? It stays in your backbone. It makes your backbone tingle.
I've never found a movie that scared me. The only thing that's ever scared me in a movie, not scared, but creeped me out a little bit, would be The Ring. The one little video, part of the black and white video, where the woman turns around, she's brushing her hair, and she has no expression on her face. I don't know why, but video of old people in black and white, like, old video, creeps me out. If you ever catch, like, a history show on the History Channel or whatever, a special where they actually have footage of people from, like, a long time ago, like, moving around... They have these just, like, pure white eyes. Like, the film is all fucked up, so it doesn't show all the details. They just look like they have no souls. They look like ghosts. It's really unnerving. I don't like that stuff. I also don't like pictures of old people that I don't know. Like, nameless people. Have you ever seen any of those? I mean, obviously, you had to have.
Well, are you talking about, like the original Night of the Living Dead that was in black and white?
No, I'm talking about, like, if you go to somebody's house and they have family pictures up and they have those typical, like, very posed, non-smiling portraits of relatives in, like, black and white, but not the black and white, like the yellowish black and white, that, like, sepia tone or whatever the hell it is. That is so fucking creepy to me. that they actually went and traveled to get this picture done. A shitty photo. I mean, they're not wearing, you know, nice clothes. They're not smiling. They're not happy to be there. It's evident that their travel to get to the fucking photography studio sucked.
Don't we have something regarding music themes of some sort?
We do?
Don't we?
What are you talking about?
Don't we have some music themes, if you will?
Yeah, we would have done that if you actually held up your end of the deal, but you didn't.
No, it could still be played. People can guess. Whatever.
Yeah, let's not do that. I mean, yeah, I don't want to do that. 316-768-4472.
Right,
you're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this? Whenever Jeff calls in, the first, like, 30 seconds I can't hear for some reason. I don't know, Jeff. You might want to call back. All right, well, you know what? Let's just take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
I'm right off the bat, I'm not having a good day.
Why are you holding your hands over your ears? Do you know how feminine that is?
I have a fucking headache, okay?
So how does holding your hands over your ears help
I'm
you?
Trying to goddamn get this fucking noise out of my head!
Did you take any medication?
No, I didn't take any medication.
Well, you know what we should do?
What?
I think you should do?
What?
Press the record button so we can do a little GFR.
Well, we've been going for fucking the last 30 seconds. You haven't fucking said anything.
You ready?
Just go!
This group out of Boston brought us this song written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. Not to be confused, the Everly Brothers. Bye-bye. Ah, fuck it! This song came out in 1978 by this Boston group. The following song came out in 1978, written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. This song also shares the name of a song. How many fucking times can I say the word song in a fucking sentence? The following song. Oh, sorry. All right. The following song is from a. Next up, we have a. Next up, the. Next. The. Ne, the. Next. The. Next up, our. This song came. This song is from a Boston. This song came out in 1978 by another Boston New Wave band. Not to be confused with the 1950s song by the same name, because the placement of its implied comma. Mass confusion. What am I doing? What am I doing? There's no problems.
Just pull. Why can't you perform? Why can't you
perform every?
Don't give me this
Saturday
shit.
Night.
Just fucking do it.
All right. This song came out in 1978 by another new wave Boston band. Written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. Substitution. Ah, fuck! I forgot to mention the other fucking group. This song came out in 1978. Not to be confused with a version. Ah, it's not a version, it's a different song. This song with the same title of a. This song. This 1978 song by another Boston new wave band. Shares its name with a song from a 1950s duo. However, it's distinguished by its placement of an implied comma. Substitution, mass confusion, clouds inside your head. It's Bye Bye Love by the Moon Cars.
Substitution.
I said substitution. I said substitution. Do it over.
No.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. It's over. I can't do this way.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Secret Show. Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to go to djnewstyleshow.com, download some of the older episodes, subscribe to the feed, the podcast. Automatically download things, makes it easier for you, and tell some friends. Tell them they need to download the show and they need to join you on the Heroes Talk forums. That's heroestalk.com. Now, the whole Halloween theme song thing, I just don't want to do it, Frank. You know? No, the reason I don't want to do it, I don't want to play a guessing game of the horror movie things. I mean, let's gauge interest here. I mean, would anybody want to do that? If we play the theme song to a horror movie, would you be able to guess it? You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
There we go. How's it going, guys? It's Roger Music Jeff.
Jeff, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
I think the scariest video I ever saw was one time a morbidly obese man was leaving a chain barbecue restaurant and found puke outside of his car. That was pretty scary for me.
Why are you calling him morbidly obese? Frank isn't morbidly obese.
We calculated his BMI. He is in the morbidly obese range.
Are you kidding me, Frank? You're morbidly obese?
According to his calculation.
Yeah, but you have
according
a big...
According to the calculations of the fucking dietary world, yeah.
But don't you count for, like frame size or anything like that? Because, I mean, honestly, my BMI is high, but it says I should be like 160, and there's no way I could get to 160 ever. I mean, I shouldn't weigh 160. I have a bigger frame.
I'm not an expert, but like you look at like the range, and he's just nowhere near the lower end of the range.
Frank, I don't know, man. I think the calculation is flawed. Now, Frank wanted to do a bit of a game, and I honestly wasn't feeling it. He said he would scramble it up for me, but
I wasn't feeling it. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't feeling it, but maybe we could see, Frank, maybe we could see if we could take it somewhere with Jeff. Would you be up for that, you think?
Well, I think you need more than one person. Maybe somebody else can call in, maybe a little tidbit-itty action.
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that, because I do believe we have someone on the line right now. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Tidbit88.
Tidbit88, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Before we get into the formalities, is this still the 188th show?
I don't know.
We'll see.
If it is, congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Technically, I guess it is.
By the way, Frank, I didn't mean to insult you.
I think it's a little bit fucking late.
Damage is done.
After
you notice how quiet I am now, Jeff? You fuck.
I felt when more morbidly obese came out of my mouth that I probably went a little bit too far.
Wait,
with that.
Wait, which time? the third time or the second time you said morbidly obese?
Probably the third or fourth time it really sunk in.
Well, you know, Jeff, you are a GQ model.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so how do you want to do this? We play one of the songs and we give them turns, or is it first to yell it out?
Just first person to yell it out.
That'll be impossible to tell, but we'll try with the first one.
Well, you know, we're not giving away money here, so it's really not that big of a deal.
We're not giving away anything.
I think we should do turns.
I think so. I think turns would be the best. So, Frank, who do you think goes first?
It doesn't matter to me.
Jeff called in first. What the hell? Jeff! This is Frank's bit.
I really have no idea what's going on from the description of this game, but go ahead.
Frank put
just name what movie it's from.
Frank put together this bit for Halloween.
Okay.
Basically, he found me all YouTube links to horror movie themes, and he says this is going to be a good bit.
I didn't say it was going to be a good bit. I just said I'll kill some time.
But the thing is, I love how you wanted me to do this right away. You brought it up as we were in the middle of something.
You know what? It's bad enough you got me at fucking 12:30 doing this fucking show. So play the fucking thing. Let's do what we got to do here.
If this bombs after a complete round, we're scrapping it, Frank.
We're scrapping the whole show.
No. This bit.
If this bit bombs, I rescind my former apology about his weight.
Yes, it's not a bit. It's just whatever, man. Just do the fucking thing and shut your fucking mouth, New Style. I'm sick of your fucking attitude all the time.
Is this pretty much Seinfeld bit part two?
It's guess the and then insert object here. That's basically it. But it is a bit. Don't you know what a bit
just
is?
Just play the fucking thing, will you? And shut up.
Hey, Frank, this is a talk show. When we talk, we continue the show. What are we waiting for?
Ass.
What are we waiting for? To hear a fucking song? Honestly.
Oh, we're going to hear your fucking clips of fucking Family Matters every fucking time you play it every fucking time?
Hey,
what are you talking about?
Because you don't have enough time to come up with material because you're spending too much time patronizing fatty rib joints.
Yeah, I think your morbid obesity has gotten to your fucking brain. Okay, well, let's go with this first one. This goes to Jeff. I have no idea what this is because it is labeled with a random number, right, Frank? Yeah,
Mickey.
No, he didn't.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you what.
Fuck you. Listen to this. Here you go, caller. All right, Jeff, do you know what this is from?
I can't hear it.
Wow. Might actually win this game.
Okay, I think we had enough of that one. Okay, Jeff, it's your turn.
Wow. If I could only describe to you how unlistenable that is at my end.
What movie is it from? What horror movie is that from? It's a classic horror
movie.
It's
not a movie, Frank. That's the fucking thing. It's a goddamn musical, you fuck.
You fucking asshole. That was a movie before it was a musical, you jerk off.
It's from 1703. How in the
fuck? It was from a movie, asshole.
All right, I got it. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Is it the commercial for my local party fair?
No, it is not. Although it has been used in many, many things, it is not. Now, Frank, would you care to reveal the answer since you've scrambled them up and they're just random numbers to me? I really don't know.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm tired of your fucking attitude and condescending ways, okay?
Let's just continue on with the bit, please.
I'm ready.
Why don't you reveal the answer to Foundry Music, Jeff?
Maybe Tidbit wants to guess at it.
It was fucking Jeff's turn. Follow the fucking flow.
He didn't get it, you fuck. So let the other guy answer, you prick.
Was it Dracula?
No, it was not Dracula.
Well, that wasn't mine anyway.
Oh, God.
Then don't do it, New Style. Let's hear more about your fucking pumpkin carving.
Come on, let's do some Halloween songs. Let's get in the spirit.
I don't even think that's from a movie. That's just a special effects sound.
It's from Phantom of the Opera, the movie.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. It is from like a commercial for
Lon Chaney was the Phantom of the Opera.
No, it's not, Frank. It's like when you walk into expensive gifts and there's some little robotic fucking skull, and he goes, ha, 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 and some fucking smoke comes out of his mouth, and then you hear that song.
Just play the next one, please.
All right, Frank, I'm gonna be just the board op on this one, okay? You're going to direct this whole segment. Here's the next one.
Is that the sound?
Oh, this fucking sucks. Okay, Frank, you know, you're not doing a good job of directing this.
This is a classic movie.
No! Whose turn is it?
It's Tipton
88. Yeah, of
classic
course.
Movie. Classic movie. Came out in the 1930s.
I don't need hints. I didn't know this was a song.
No, it's not a song. I said we're playing are clips from movies. Music within a movie.
Oh my god.
I got it. I think I got it.
What is it?
What?
The Birds.
No, that came out in the 60s. This is The Bride of Frankenstein.
Wow. This is...
That was a song? I thought it was just screaming.
It's too bad we're not broadcasting to the past so that somebody might have been able to guess.
Why don't you play one
this.
That maybe is a little more in the forefront, New Style? Do I have to spell it out for you?
You didn't pick any new ones, you old fuck.
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, Frank, you actually did spell this out for me. That was the second one to play in your little prep sheet for this segment.
You can play it wherever you want, whatever order you want to play it in, you fuck.
When you say play the next one, I'm going down the list. So I'll just play a random
one
now.
I'll tell you which
one
to play now. I'll tell you which one to play, all right?
Go ahead, tell me which one. Should it play be the fucking Rosemary's Baby?
You know, Ken, you're pissing me the fuck off, you fuck.
This is mine. 0-0, let's go.
Next one.
This is mine. Yeah.
Let's just go down the line real quick. Let's not fucking drag this misery out.
Why do you think it's miserable, Fang? I think this is going very well.
Because the fucking king says it's miserable, so it's miserable.
Okay, I'm willing to go along with this. Do you guys want to start over? I mean, you are 0-0. Let's go along with this bit. I think it'll be actually pretty good.
Almighty says it's great, so let's go through with it now.
Yeah, the Almighty.
We got his approval, folks. We got New Style's approval.
Okay, I can't wait to hear what the song from Phantasm sounds like. Okay, it's your turn, Jeff.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. What movie is this from? Phantasm.
You fuck!
Hey, you cheated.
I got it.
What is it?
I got it. Is it Curse of the Bald Glutton?
Incorrect. It goes over to Tibbet 88.
You're an ass, Ken, because you gave the fucking answer.
No, I didn't. Tibbet 88,
yes,
what's
you did.
The answer?
A Phantasm?
You gave
I
the answer!
I think we have a
Ken,
correct
you,
answer!
Yes!
We have a correct answer!
That would have been my second guess.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm DJ New Style. Try and guess this song, Phantasm. Guess the song. You said the name of the song!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? I'm sorry. I guess
yeah,
I
you
slipped.
Did!
All right.
Frank, you're not very good at making a bit.
You know what would be if these were scrambled, I probably wouldn't have said. I'm sorry. Let me see what the next one is, Frank. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't fucking whatever.
All right, I have the one here. Let's
still 0-0.
I just want to see what the omen sounds like. Okay, what's the next one, Jeff?
You know what? You know what, Ken? Wrap this fucking show up quick because I'm just about to get the
but
fuck out of here.
This game is going good, Frank. You're running a great game.
Okay, Jeff, guess the theme to the Omen.
Let's talk about pumpkin carving. I'm 28 years old and I carve pumpkins.
I'm 38 and I'm unable to have a fucking conversation without screaming
you're
my head
being
off.
A fucking douche. You're being a fucking douche, New Style.
Let me go for the steel. It's the element.
By giving the fucking answers, all right? You're being a dick.
Okay, Frank. Well, I gave you the opportunity to run the bit the way you wanted, and you didn't do it.
Frank, you're shitting the bed.
So, Jeff, what's the answer to the omen?
Ken, wrap this show up quick, man.
I think this is from Ed McGrath for Second Mike.
Oh, Jesus. No, that's incorrect. Tibbet 88.
Is this the Omen 2?
Actually, no, it's not. How did you fuck that up? Jesus.
On purpose.
It's the Omen.
The Omen 2. Omen also.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was the Omen. Sorry.
You know what an Omen is? You know what an Omen is, Ken? Is when Frank calls you and says, I have a bit.
To be perfectly honest, Frank comes up with a lot of good bits.
Let's see who the coordinator of. Is it gay? Is who's that? New Style. Ass.
Is this bit gay? Yes, it is.
Actually, Frank, I hate to tell you.
Shit.
I don't think you want to go down that path. The person who created the is it gay bit. The person who said, hey, maybe you should come up with some things. Is that right? Was that you?
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was you. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's see what The Shining sounds like. Oh, wait. Ah, damn it.
Ken,
I did it again.
What? You know, that little joke was okay the first time, but now it's getting boring and old. If you're going to give the name
of
the
movie, don't worry.
Let's close the fucking thing if you're going to give the whole fucking, if you're going to be a dick about it, New Style, really.
I didn't hear him.
You're really seriously pissing me off. And let's just put and I'm going to say this, okay, to you, and this is something that only me and you will understand. Ding!
Oh, ding indeed. Ding indeed. Well, you know what? you think you came up with Is It Gay? I think I came up with it now. I think it's my bit right now.
Wait, what is ding?
Don't worry about it. That's for you to figure out. I'm gonna do my new bit on the DJ New Style show right now.
Is it
yes,
gay?
That's right, everybody. It's the time where I tell you things that I've been wondering whether or not they're gay. Germfreak, are you ready to play? Are you ready to play, Frank?
Whatever, dude.
Is it gay to make bathroom noises while you're on the phone with a male friend, Frank?
I don't know, but you do it quite often, so it's kind of fucking gay. If you do it, it's gay.
Oh, shit!
So...
Wow, someone's butt hurt.
Frank, why are you all pissed off?
You pissed me the fuck off. You really pissed me the fuck off.
Hey, are you gonna let him fuck you in the ass like that?
No, not at all.
Frank thought that bit was gold, and you ruined it.
Oh, shut up. Well, you know what? I apologize. What can I say, Frank?
Shitty horror song.
All right. Frank. I didn't want to go.
Prep.
No, he prepped a lot. All right, Jeff, we're letting you go. Fuck this game. Thank you guys for calling in. Frank, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry, man. It's all good.
Yes.
It's all good.
What's next?
No.
Are you going to talk about the maze you went through or what? What's next?
I actually had a lot of things I'd like to talk about, but the thing is, if I talk about things, are you going to be with it enough to retort?
I think I can retort.
Are you pissed off?
No, I'm fine.
No. Are you pissed off about how that bit went?
I'm not pissed off how it went. I'm just, you pissed me off because, all right, you gave the answer once or twice, all right? We got it the first time. Don't be a dick about it. Whatever, dude. Whatever, man. It's
Well, here's my reasoning for doing that. We kind of.
But let me tell you why. What happened? Originally, we were. We were gonna put these. Would just name them by numbers, correct? So that nobody would know. But when you said, when you called me up Tuesday and said that, you called me up around 7:30 and said there's probably not going to be a show because my power's out. I didn't even bother to fucking do it because it wasn't going to be a show. So then when you call me at fucking 11:30 tonight and say we're going to do a show, an impromptu show, I didn't have time to fucking put all the fucking numbers in there.
Okay, now here's the thing. Knowing that you didn't do that, what compelled you to bring them up now?
Because it was I wanted to do it before the Halloween occasion, because after that it would be a fucking no point.
No, there would have been a point. I think there could have been a point, because, you know, we usually talk about things that have happened because we're only a once-a-week show. You don't have to squeeze everything in just because it's time-sensitive.
What do you want to talk about? Because this conversation is boring me. So what's next?
Frank, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't want to cooperate.
Oh, is that right?
I'm talking to you for fucking real here.
All right, let's go.
No, every time I try to bring a point up, you just say whatever, okay, whatever, whatever, and then end it and then move on to something else without ever fully hearing the actual point or the reasoning.
Right. Go ahead.
You just fucking did it again. You just fucking did it again.
Can we continue with the show, please? Let's move on.
What do you think this is? What do you think it is? I'm talking to you, and you're talking to me.
Let's talk about a new topic.
No. We're on this right now. We're going to gloss this over, wrap up the entire fucking Halloween song bit, your frustration and all that. I want to handle that right now.
Do you know that we're not going to be home for Halloween?
What do you mean we're not going to be home?
Well, we take turns with my daughter's friends' parents.
By the way, just acknowledge, this is you jumping out of that fucking loop of fire, right?
I'm doing my best.
All right. All right, fine.
Am I a good actor? All right, listen to me.
You're an asshole.
Anyway. My daughter's friend, we take turns on whose house, on she lives in a different town, so we take turns on whose house to go to. Long story short, we're not going to be home to give candy out to the trick-or-treaters. Now, we're in a dilemma. My wife and I are in a dilemma. Do we leave that big bowl of candy out and let the people ravage at it, or do we not leave anything out? What do we do?
You know, every time that I went trick-or-treating, I saw that basket. It was all I could do not to put the fucking basket in my bag. You would see the little note handwritten, we're not home, take one and have a nice happy Halloween. Fuck you, you got almond joys in there, bitch. I'm taking every motherfucking almond joy. You can have the Butterfingers, you're negotiating with the other kids that just arrived. Look, devil, you take the fucking Butterfingers, I'm keeping the almond joys. And the mounds. I would take whatever I wanted. Sometimes I would just dump the fucking basket in. You never did that?
I took one as I was supposed to. I was raised properly.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The goal is to get as much candy as possible. So, I mean, right there.
What is a piece of candy that you – just give me a name of a piece of candy that you do not like real quick.
I'd have to think. I mean, I don't like the circus.
Do you like Mary Janes?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy the Mary Janes. I don't like the circus peanuts, and I don't like when people make their custom bags of jelly beans or popcorn. One of the things my sister used to do when she first moved into her house and was like crafty and she was really excited about things, she would take a little plastic glove and fill it with popcorn, and to make it look like a turkey, she would put a fucking like a candy corn by the thumb to make it look like a big, like, you know how disappointed those fucking kids would probably be?
That's worse than getting 5 pennies in a fucking fucking sandwich bag.
It really is. And my girlfriend's parents, God love them, they give out the little plastic barrels of juice. They call them teenies or hugs. They give out the little jars of juice.
That cheap juice?
I mean, it tastes good, but the thing is, you get a fucking little barrel of that juice, it'll sop up all over your candy if you get punched in the bag.
Do you like those wax things, the juice inside the wax? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I won't refuse it. If it's given to me, I won't refuse it. I'm not going to request it. I certainly won't, you know, be that guy taking the
you
wax
like pixie
juice
sticks.
Thing. Yeah, they're all. I mean, they were all right. I mean, I'm talking with the mind frame of me at like 8 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my taste buds have changed. I don't like very very sweet things anymore. But as a kid, yeah, absolutely. What was your favorite Halloween candy? I mean, like, if you got a lot of one type of candy, what was it? And then you were happy. What was it?
I always liked you know, the Milky Ways. I liked the Twix, and I liked the Tootsie Rolls. Now let me tell you quickly. I don't want to bore people, but a Snickers, a Milky Way, and Three Musketeers are related to each other. A Three Musketeers is let me explain something. A Three Musketeers is nougat and chocolate. A Milky Way is nougat, chocolate, but there's caramel. And a Snickers is nougat, chocolate, caramel, and peanuts. So I think they should call the Milky Way should be called the Three Musketeers because it's got three ingredients, the chocolate, the caramel, and the nougat. But instead they call it Three Musketeers something that just has the nougat and the caramel. There's only two things. They should call it three.
But what would they call the Three Musketeers then?
They could call that...
Shit, because it's the worst candy bar ever.
It is. It's just fucking nougat. It's just.
Can
disgusting.
You eat a Three Musketeers bar? It's fucking terrible.
It's nauseating.
It really is. I wouldn't even want to like stir it into like hot chocolate to hope it like melt or whatever. Like anything Three Musketeers is just fucking bush league. I mean, if you want to talk candy bars, we're going Baby Ruth, Snickers, something with peanuts in it, something with almonds in it.
The peanuts in candy bars make my throat burn.
Why? Because of the friction or something? Like,
I don't know. But do you like Butterfingers?
No. I don't like the crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery. It sucks.
All right. What about Kit Kat?
I will eat a Kit Kat.
Paydays?
Are we going to go down the line here? I don't remember what paydays are.
It's just peanuts. It's
then
just
yes.
Peanuts.
As I said, any candy bar with peanuts.
Yeah.
Almonds or all whatever. Right. Now,
what is your family giving out for Halloween? Do you know what candy they're giving out?
Just
at this point
random bags of shit, random bags of the fun size candy bars or whatever. And we get a lot of the kids, like all the kids in our neighborhood now, they're older now, so they're gonna be like the snot, like just not into it kids, like you know, happy Halloween, yeah, okay, fuck you, you know, walk around, mope, take the candy, go, blah blah blah. When did you stop trick-or-treating? How old were you?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. That was the last time?
12.
I think I was like, I think I was 14. It was the absolute last time.
I hate these teenagers who trick-or-treat and they don't even put a fucking costume on. I hate those fucks because you're just looking for free candy.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you ever do that?
Never.
There was a kid that used to just go like the day before, like the entire week of Halloween. He would go, he'd be like, just hit a different house trying to get like a Snickers. Yeah, I'm going to be like on vacation during Halloween, so like I'm doing my trick or treating now. He didn't have a costume on. He just got off the bus, just walked to somebody's house. And you give them the candy anyway, even if they don't have a costume.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? You know, sometimes I'll say, "Where's your costume?" You know, just to be a dick, but. Whatever.
You don't want to fuck with them, though, because it is trick or treat. They will give you the trick.
Right, but nobody's ever really given a trick.
Oh,
have
you
ever,
I guarantee you
ever been given a trick in all your life?
Yes. Yeah, I had nothing but Mike and Ike's, and the guy didn't like it, so he did a backflip. It was amazing. It was the best trick I've ever seen. He really just wanted to perform that Halloween. No. They just smear shit on your car. They key your car. The kids are fucking awful. Not to say I didn't do a lot of bad shit on like Mischief Night, but I reserved it for Mischief Night. You never did anything?
I went out on Mischief Night, yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing. Just nothing out of the ordinary. Just a typical soap and shaving cream. I did pour grease on somebody's car at one time, and I felt bad doing that.
You felt bad while doing it, so it didn't really stop you.
Well, I went and I wiped it off.
Yeah, how nice.
But then I made it worse.
How nice. Well, I don't know, Frankie. It is Halloween, and your kids are going to be going out, walking to strangers' houses, knocking on doors. I don't know. You're basically parading them for everybody. Do you have all the, let's just say, people with checkered pasts mapped out? Do you have all the sex offenders just, you know exactly where they are?
Well, in my town, there are no sex offenders.
Yeah, sure there are.
I went on, and you could look it up on your state. And well, there's different tiers of sex offenders. There's a first tier, second tier, third tier. And there's no second or third tier sex offenders in my hometown.
Not yet. Not yet, Frank.
Well, Ed's not moving in this area, so.
Oh, man. That is tremendous. Well, it looks like it's all the time we got for the DJ New Style Show. Frank, I apologize. I didn't mean to make you upset with your shitty bit.
Oh, no, I was just acting.
Liar. Thank you for tuning in to this odd episode of the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to tune into all of the Hear Us Talk lineup at hearustalk.com. Get in the forums. Talk to people. Love them. Like them. Hate them. Frank, you have anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!